There is one of the most requested songs we have right here at Iron Country, Josh Turner and Your Man. Josh will be performing at the Crystal Graham Music Theater this Saturday night in the Wisconsin Dells. And right now, we want to welcome him to the Big Red in the Morning Show. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. It's good to have you. Josh, now, you're bringing your tour to Wisconsin with a new album in tow that was released in August called This Country Music Thing. Now, this is the first mainstream country release in a few years, and a lot has changed in the musical landscape since that last release. How did you approach this project when you went into the studio?
Well, I had a lot going on in my personal life when I was making this record. A lot of things going on, so I really leaned heavily on my producer during this process, and he was out there, looking for songs. I had sent him, a Dropbox file of probably 80 something songs of mine that I had written, and so he kind of scoured through and looked, for his favorites out of there. And so we just, we kind of started the process and kind of started living with songs and, just allowed the best ones to kind of rise to the top. And so that's what we did. And so I'm very proud of the way this record turned out. There's a lot of variety on this record. The originals on this record are older songs, and, the outside songs really kind of stretched my voice and just, offered a lot of different subject matter. So it was, it's a record I'm very proud of.
Well, it's a great album. And I just wanted to ask you, what would be some of the most of your favorite highlights from recording this record in the studio with your producer and some of the musicians who were a big part of it?
Just being back in the studio and making a country record like this, of all originals like this, was first and foremost, it was exciting for me, and just using some of the guys that I've been using throughout the years, and then also using some of the newer musicians. And, for me, being able to record a song like Unsung Hero was extremely, personal and special for me, because that was a tribute to my granddaddy, who was a World War II vet and Purple Heart recipient. And it was just kind of a moving experience for me to just be able to go in and record that and bring that to life. And so, just seeing how it's affected so many other people already with just engagement on social media and the things that people have told me in person about, how it makes them think of their granddaddy or their great granddaddy or their father or whoever it may be. So that's been really cool to see.
Exactly. And now, Josh, you've contributed your talents as a songwriter to three of the tracks on this record. What do you enjoy most about songwriting, and what's most challenging about it?
I like having the time to write, which I don't have much of that anymore. I love just the whole process, just starting with an idea. And then, seeing the song kind of take shape and become something. And then all of a sudden, you go into the studio and you record it with, professional musicians and all this kind of stuff. And then, if you're lucky, it becomes, a single or a hit or whatever. And so you just never know. You never know. Sometimes, the most inconspicuous songs kind of, they end up taking off, and becoming hits more so than others sometimes.
Josh, I was looking through your discography the other day, and it's hard to believe for me that it's been over 20 years since the release of your album, Long Black Train. What does that mean to you at your stage in your career that it's been going for over 20 years?
It's very surreal. It's kind of hard to take in sometimes, but I'm just very blessed that I still get to do what I love to do for a living. I'm thankful that song continues to resonate with people. I ran into somebody the other day that I met for the first time, and they knew who I was, and he was trying to explain to his child, who I was. And so, on the way to school, they were listening to Long Black Train, So
nice.
I'm still gaining new fans, I guess, with that song after all these years.
Would you say that of all your hits that you would think that would be your signature song?
Yeah, I consider that my signature song because I wrote it. It really kind of put me, you know, out there on the country music map and just really got my foot in the door. It just opened up a lot of opportunities for me. And so it just really kind of established me as an artist, as a writer, as a singer, as a person, you know, to the world. And then, you know, we followed that up with Your Man, and that was, you know, a bigger commercial hit, but yeah, you know, Long Black Train's always kind of where it started for me.
Now, you'll be performing this Saturday night at the Crystal Grand Music Theater in the Wisconsin Dells. And Josh, for our listeners here who have never seen you in concert, what kind of show should they be expecting when they head up to the Dells?
Usually it's pretty high energy, and like I say, I'll be playing all the hits that everybody knows and expects from me. We'll be playing a lot of songs from the new record, this country music thing, and you know, it's just a good down home kind of show. It's good for the whole family, and you know, it's just a fun night out. So come on out and see us.
Now, I wanted to really commend you on this new album. I really, really like this album, and going out of the interview, I want to play a song off this latest release. This country music thing, and I love this song from the first time I heard it, and that's called Two-Steppin' on the Moon. Well, I mean, what can you tell me and our listeners about this song? Because it's a special song.
It is. You know, the first time I heard it, I didn't really think it was going to work, but then I found myself kind of coming back to it over and over again, and so I went to my producer, and I said, man, there's got to be a way to really kind of tailor this to make it my own. And so we started playing around with it, and we came up with this groove, and, you know, and just kind of, we didn't give up on it, and we kept working at it, and we found something that worked. And so, you know, we went in and cut it, and it turned out great. And then, you know, people started loving it. And then I started, you know, having all these ideas about a music video for it. And so we did the video, which was probably the coolest video I've ever done. And it just, you know, a lot of interesting little personal touches in this video, a lot of cameos from some country music legends who have actually had hits with Moon songs, which is why they're in this video. And that led to me actually going down to NASA in Houston at the Johnson Space Center and actually singing this song for the astronauts on the International Space Station. So that was something I never thought I would ever be able to do.
That is outstanding, and we're going to play that song right now. Josh, we want to thank you for taking time out to be on the Big Red in the Morning show, and we look forward to seeing you this Saturday night in the Wisconsin Dells.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a good time.